As we delve into Hlinka Ocelot's captivating work titled On the Outside, let's begin by considering its striking visual composition. This painting captures a house illuminated from within, radiating a warm glow that pierces through the enveloping night. The scene is framed by towering trees and a quiet fence, creating a boundary that both includes and excludes the viewer. The careful rendering of the house invites us in, while the surrounding darkness stirs an emotional tension, suggesting the presence of an observer, someone standing outside, peering into this domestic space. You might notice the ways light and shadow interact to evoke a sense of longing or even unease. For many viewers, the allure of the illuminated windows might prompt questions about what exists within, who are the occupants? What stories unfold behind those warmly lit frames? The act of observing can feel both intimate and isolating. This is where the experience shifts. Standing outside, watching the life inside, can be a mixed bag of emotions. Is it curiosity, or does it tip into something more unsettling? You might find yourself contemplating the fine line between being a watcher and being excluded from that warmth and safety. Engaging with On the Outside challenges us to reflect on our perceptions of place and the definitions of home. The observer's perspective is critical here. Many people might resonate with that sense of distance, the inability to access something desirable, or the feeling of being on the periphery. What do you feel when you think about someone standing outside, watching quietly, possibly yearning for connection? Ocelot's art encourages us to recognize that personal subjectivity plays a significant role in how we interpret spaces and feelings. The scene she creates blurs the lines between comfort and discomfort, familiarity and strangeness. As we stand outside this painting, we are invited to confront our own narratives about belonging and alienation. The themes of ecology, cultural identity, and ownership emerge, challenging us to think about how we relate to the environments that surround us. As we reflect on the broader implications of Ocelot's work, it becomes evident that, On the Outside, serves as a lens through which we can examine deeper artistic themes. The observer's experience, being on the edge, watching something unattainable, opens a dialogue about our personal connections to space. Are we merely passive observers? Or do we play an active role in shaping the narratives we encounter in our environments? In conclusion, Hlinka Ocelot's On the Outside not only invites us to engage with the visual elements of her work but also challenges us to reflect on our roles as viewers and observers. The painting prompts us to consider the layers of meaning associated with domestic spaces, the allure of the unknown, and the complexities of our human connections to place. As you move on from this artwork, think about the emotions it evokes. How does this representation of an outsider looking in resonate with your understanding of desire, connection, and the boundaries we navigate in our everyday lives?